Good morning. Good morning, my friends. It's just Norm. I'm almost a mile in on Saturday morning. 8:30 or 9-ish a.m. March the 19th, 2016. Here's the mile ringer. The mile alert. It is about 68, 70 degrees. A bit of a warm wind blowing. I don't know if you can hear it on the Sony voice recorder. I had to readjust and or redeploy my triple pop filter on the end of the Sony because the rubber band had broken and the barriers had broken off. You hear the sound of the obnoxious helicopter. I was gonna hit the pause button, but it would have been too abrupt, and I feel like I want sounds to fade in and fade out and to have the structure of the pod offering be smooth in that regard. So we'll put up with that. I've been running just the two dedicated loops within the hammock, but today I started by one of the Dunedin American Little League fields, ran over to Cedar Trail. I think that helicopter might be circling around a couple times. Sounds like it might be coming back. Or not. But anyway, I ran over to Cedar Trail and then weaved through the batting cages, a couple of the northern fringe fields, and then past the old and the new fire station. Morning.
Hi.
How are you? And after the fire stations, past Highlander Pool, around the tennis courts, which is where you heard some of the background folks with their activities, and back down here to the No Name Trail, just north of Cedar Creek, separating me still from the heart of the hammock. And the thought was twofold. Morning.
Good morning.
The thought was twofold. One was to garner up a little extra loopage and mileage, and the other was just to shake things up a little bit and run an older pattern so that by the time I enter the hammock and make my way back up to where I park my car, I can then run a dedicated loop within the hammock again to get up to my goal mileage of 6 or 7 miles. trade-off is some of the noise that you hear. As usual, I am woefully behind on my running podcasts, but I anticipate over the course of the next week or two that I may be able to catch up with them, because I'm going to be off of work. A much needed respite from St. James Infirmary, or the House of Pain, as I also like to call it. Place is sucking the life out of me. But it's my job. What did Bob Dylan say? You gotta serve somebody. Multiple singers saying that. That's so many parallel applications. You gotta serve somebody. You gotta serve the Lord. You gotta serve man for your wage. You better not serve the devil. I guess the Lord says you can't serve God and man. So, I gotta serve. So that's what that job is. Service. Okay, here's this little tiny piece of trail that I take that winds around the back of a different set of tennis courts. And then around over by the Highland Community Arts Center, over to Pinehurst Road, back through Jack Mar and Patricia, which will take me to the rear entrance of Hammock Park at Harris Trail. So that's the first leg of the run this morning. So how are all of you, my brothers and my sisters, run-netters, runners, friends, associates, colleagues, etc.? How are you all? I hope this morning finds you well. Jim, JD, how are you, my friend?
Well, hello, Norman. Welcome back to the wonderful world of podcasting. I've missed you. Of course, we've continued to challenge each other at Lexilus, although to be quite honest, I'm not so sure how much of a challenge I have been. I've been getting a royal butt kicking from you our last few games, and yeah, I know, I hear you. It's all the words you get, or the letters you get, right? Well, yeah, but as time continues, I think it becomes less the letters and more the wordsmith. So, if I were wearing a cap right now, I would tip it in your direction. Well done. Very well done. I'll get you next time, all right? That's what all good Cup fans say. Next time. Well, hopefully not this year. We have, on paper, a fantastic team. But as you know, we don't play baseball on paper. But I am thoroughly excited about this year's season. And I don't know if I've mentioned this on a podcast or not yet, so if I haven't, you're the first person. It is official. Plane tickets, game tickets, hotel reservations, vacation time. It's all done. My lovely wife and I are getting on a plane in Baltimore, flying to Chicago on the 4th of July, and then dropping our luggage off at our hotel, and then walking about, I think it's 8 blocks from our hotel, to the friendly confines, where I will hand over my ticket and sit on the first base side, way, 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 way up in the Bob Uecker seats, and watch my very first Cub game at Wrigley. We will then leave, have some fun in Chicago, get some sleep. I will then wake up on Central Time, and at 4:22 in the morning, Central Time, I will officially turn 50, which is also cool because I was born on Central Time. I was born in Wisconsin, so I hit this milestone in the same time zone that I started it all out with, so that's kind of cool. And then, obviously, some breakfast, maybe a little run by Lake Michigan, and then it's time to throw the Cub gear back on. And this time, I will be sitting somewhere between what would be considered the first base side, or the third base side, and home plate, about 15 rows from the field. Yep, good seats for my birthday. And I will turn 50 with the Cubs. So there it is. This is my update. And once again, Normie, glad to have you back. Take care, big guy. And when I say big guy, I am, of course, referring only to your heart. Take care, buddy.
Morning. How are you both? Good. Some dog walkers. A moment of quiet. There goes engine 60. Might hear some sirens. Let's pause this. Alright, well, despite my not wanting to take a awkward pause break, I had to at the sight of engine 6-1. I misspoke. Engine 6-1 coming down the street. Red flashing lights, and I anticipated that the siren would be soon to follow. It did not, but as I was approaching approaching the Community Arts Center on the corner of Michigan Road and Pinehurst Street. With an increase in traffic, I just left the recorder off and let you listen to the sounds of JD and his kind words towards me and his sharing of the plans that he has in July. That sounds like great fun, Jim. I'm sure you will enjoy that. And happy birthday in advance. I didn't know you were going to be 50. 50. I honestly thought you were younger. I thought you were in your mid-40s for some reason. But I digress. Once again, a forgotten factoid. So I'm on Jack Maher, coming up on Patricia, which is a small back road in a neighborhood that would lead me to the entrance of Hammock Park and Harris Trail. So there should not be any more obtrusive sounds. Unscheduled walk break, or is it? I've been kind of missing the mark in my 3-1s. Sometimes running through my run section, our walk break. Bunch of cars up ahead here. Looks like it might be a garage sale. There shouldn't be four-way traffic. Yeah, that was a walk break I was on. I lost count. So my running last week was pretty good. I got out there on a Monday-Wednesday groove again. I put 6 in on Monday and 6 in on Wednesday. So I was pretty pleased with that. Especially with the warmer temperatures starting to heat up down here in West Central Florida. I faced a pretty stiff breeze on the back three, finishing up the runs on both Monday and Wednesday. I think it may have been about 15 or 20 miles an hour on Monday, and maybe more like 10 to 15 miles per hour on Wednesday. Those are just guesstimates. Well, what I notice is that when there's a stiff wind or breeze that I run into, it changes my gait. My gait can get a little bit awkward. And so as a result, I'm just a bit sore in my hips this morning. A little extra stretching didn't help. It did help. So nothing a little extra stretching could not help, I guess is the correct terminology. It was a garage sale I just ran by, and I've got bicyclists and motorists and walkers all browsing on a little street festival. And a car alarm, I guess. So I don't have anything planned on my vacation. There was the thought that we would go down to Sarasota for a week and stay there. But when trying to plan that in advance, the prices didn't look too good. They were a bit too steep. Actually, I started to look, and the girls were like turning their noses up at some of the places I chose, which I guess because I'm a guy, I don't have any taste. But I said to them, why don't you keep looking? You know, I'll be working these next weeks and see if you can find something more to your liking. And they never did. So I felt like, you know, hello again.
Good morning.
I felt like, you know, I'm a bit too busy to try to make the effort, lazy Norman, to find a place acceptable to them at the right price. I put it in their court. They didn't pick up the ball and run with it. So here we are at vacation time, in the middle of spring break, and it's next to impossible to find anything that's not like pillage, rape, and plunder in Sarasota when you're right smack dab on the edge of spring break, if not in the middle of it. So I didn't look anymore. I did take a peek last night, you know, like on Travelocity, and see if there was anything reasonable. Like, so maybe we could go down there for 2 or 3 or 4 days. That's still not out of the question, but we'll see. If we don't go, then I will be content to soothe my soul and bask in the purpose of an actual vacation, which is to rest and relax, something that's a lost art in our society, or at least here in America. Just kicking back and taking it easy is really my idea of a vacation. And so that might be the way to go. Indoor as well, if I could leisurely do a couple home projects that have been on my mind. So, like, I have a very small back screened-in porch that we have our overflow of items on since we did the remodeling. And I could get some vinyl siding and just screw gun vinyl siding up against it to make it a little bit more closed in, just for aesthetic purposes. It would not be, I do not think, an arduous process, and I have flirted with the idea of that. The thing is, if the evil empire city of Dunedin were to drive by and see me doing that, they'd probably fine me for not pulling a permit to put up vinyl siding over a screened-in porch, even though there's no structural change to the integrity of said porch. I'm a bit over this whole city engineering contractor episode that I went through. It started just about a year ago. We're also having some plumbing problems, and it has to do with hot water flow. And I'm not a plumber. I even asked my brother-in-law if he could advise. He did give some succinct advice, but my wife had complained, and she was right, that we were running out of hot water during the course of the shower. So, you know, you're in the shower, you set the nozzle to warmish, hottish water, and then as the shower proceeds, you find colder water creeping in, or tepid water, and so you keep scooting the nozzle towards the hot water just to barely keep up with it, and then you find yourself hurrying through the shower. I think when you get in the shower and you turn on the hot water, you should have as much as you want for as long as you want. I've got a 30-gallon tank. It's more than what it was before. I think it was a 20-gallon tank. And so I called the contractor and had a big argument with him about that over the past few weeks that I didn't mention. And so he sent somebody out unwittingly. And that person said, "Oh, you have a bad element in your hot water heater," which I don't believe, actually. So he replaced the hot water heater element. And this was while I was at work. I told my wife that we had the hot water temperature way too high, which the contractor had turned up just prior to the plumber coming out in an attempt to fix the problem. But that doesn't help either. You say you're running out of hot water, you don't just turn the temperature of the hot water heater up more. So he replaced an element, turned down the temperature, and then that made the water even less hot for less time. And so since we have... Let me yield the trail to you.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
As a bicyclist, he's probably wondering who I'm talking to. But we then called out Duke Energy, which is the local energy company that supplies our power, because we have a hot water heater wiring plan. And they came out. They said, "Nothing's wrong with your hot water heater. In the meantime, the water is tepid to start with. Now, I don't know if you adjusted the hot water heater temperature, but it's tepid and you have to really hurry and keep turning the nozzle towards hot. Our hot water heater is suspended over the washer and dryer, and it's up in a utility closet. I don't yet have a ladder to get up there and look at the temperature, but I say all this to just kind of re-embellish the bad experience I had with the contractors. And I'm also planning on going over to the local plumbing company and asking them to come out and look at the entire plumbing. I'm gonna have to pay for it. And I'm gonna follow them. I'll be home from work. I'll follow them around and ask multiple questions. It could be the shower heads. Maybe they're giving too much water. You know, there's X amount of gallons a minute that these shower heads put out. I don't know what the problem is, but there's a problem. And if they do find a problem, if it's a simple fix, I'll pay for it. If it's a more involved fix, because I have my extreme doubts about the correctness of the plumbing system in the new addition. And this happens in the other bathroom as well. But I'll pay for them to fix that too. But then my next plan of action will be that I will call the contractor and say, "You have two choices. You can reimburse me, or I report you to the Better Business Bureau," which I've done once before and really freaks him out. Really, really, really picked a bad contractor in retrospect. Or maybe there aren't any good contractors nowadays. Maybe the work ethic is truly gone in our country. I can see that even in my vocation where I work, the work ethic is gone. People do not have a lot of care or conscientiousness regarding doing good, honest, quality work. And part of that is because I think there's an equal amount of more difficulty in our society in the complexity of how to fix things and do things. That's part of it. People don't want to put that extra effort in or think. The other part of it is just a dumbing down of our society where people are not holding themselves to a higher standard to truly have enough knowledge in what they're doing. You know, let's close the chapter on that. I'm at Serenity Circle now. I got 3 miles in. So, as I continue to run and loop around, by the time I get back to the wooden footbridge near where my car is parked, I'll probably have 5-ish miles in. Starting to hear, I don't know if you can hear, some drizzle raindrops. And the forecast did call for some isolated showers today. It's warm, so there's no lightning and thunder. It should be runnable. Here, let's have a listen. It's becoming a more steady drizzle. But I'm under canopy right now, so I'm not feeling it. Continuing to lose weight by virtue of, I think, both my exercise and increased mileage. Good morning. Very soft-spoken man walking with his camera around his neck. He looked a bit startled at me. But I've really been watching what I eat and the amount. So after runs, I've been weighing in at about 210, sometimes 212. So we can say I've lost 15 to 18 pounds, ballpark. And in regards to that, I think it's only wise and reasonable that for the month of April, I jump back on the vegan train with Roselle. She's still doing the vegan thing. She doesn't eat meat. I did it before. I can do it again. That could push my weight down to 205 or 200, which would really be phenomenal. Those would be within goals that I've had for a long time, though I honestly didn't make an arduous enough effort to reach them. So, that's good stuff. I should pause this and take my sunglasses off, because now it's completely cloudy and dark through here. Hold on. Okay, I've switched glasses. Rain's coming down a little bit harder now. So, let's get back on this. Still seasonable though. It's not a cold, driving rain with whipping wind and lightning or thunder or anything like that. So, it's all good. Carlos, I hope you are doing well, my friend. I sent you a little voice submission this morning, or a hello. It doesn't have to be a submission, just a shout out to say hi and see how you're doing. Hello, Norman. This is a contribution that I'm sending you to tack on where you see fit to your next submission on Spreaker. Hang on a second. Hello. Hi. Hi there. Thank you. Yeah, I needed to get past a couple with their dogs. They were on their leashes, but I warned them just the same. I didn't want to be tangled in a dog leash. Looking forward to hearing your next show, Norman. I always enjoy listening to you. As I run off Mount Doug, heading towards the bog. Today is going to be a 2-hour extravaganza of trail running. Bye bye. And I see you are in fine form yourself. I like the overcast, cloudy feel of the trail from time to time too. As a matter of fact, I think I'm gonna sink into the feeling and the vibe of trail running and stop all this gibberish that I've created. So until next time, which could be next week, could be 2 weeks from now, could be Monday, could be Wednesday. Who knows when this new, let's take that back, this, who knows when this 2-week of vacation will find me feeling like in the mood to talk again. We'll just leave it as an ellipsis, dot, dot, dot. Is that the way you say it? But as you know, I do love you. And until we talk again, bye-bye. Who knew it would rain as we come in here, right?
Perfect.
It is perfect. Yeah.